Hello, hello everyone. Welcome po sa ating Soul Devo for today. So I'm glad na you are listening or you are watching right now. Praise the Lord. At tayo po ay muling dadako sa salita ng Panginoon. Once again, we are going to meditate on the Word of God together. And I welcome all of you. So let's just prepare ourselves. Let's be in an attitude of praying and waiting upon the Lord. Magkaroon po tayo ng open hearts to let the Lord speak to us today. And we are almost, you know, finished with the Gospel of Luke. So thanks be to God. And today we are going to look at two passages. One is in Luke, of course, Luke 23, verses 1 to 25, and also Acts chapter 2, verse 22 to 23. And our topic today is entitled, Why Jesus Died. Bakit ba namatay ang ating Panginoon sa krus? And of course, for most of you siguro, siyempre, we would have our answers, pero we're going to look at three reasons today, two of which is historical, and it's important for us to understand, and one is theological, of course, and we would see how that really applies sa buhay natin right now or in our lives today. So let's pray. Join with me as we begin our time of devotions. Manalangin tayo sa Panginoon. Let us ask God to speak to us, no? Sige po, wherever you are, would you just bow your heads and close your eyes? Our Father, thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for waking us up, for those of us who are in the Philippines and in other neighboring countries. Salamat po, Lord God, for your grace. And of course, for those who are in other parts of the world, Lord, thank you for giving them a whole day of your grace. And today, as we come together, Panginoon, online to meditate on your word, we ask for your guidance, O Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would help us so that we can understand your word. So, Lord, maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. So we want to talk about why, you know, Jesus died, and we want to focus on the three reasons based on God's word. Like I said, the first two are historical. It's part of the narrative or the story that Luke tells us. But the third one is theological, of course, and it's very important that we see how that applies sa buhay natin. So, the first reason, okay, as we are about to see, so basahin natin yung passage natin. Let's read our passage, no? From verse 1 to 12. It says, then the whole assembly arose and led him off to Pilate. So, up to this point, you know, the Lord Jesus has been tried by the religious leaders, you know, we have seen how unjust and unfair yung trial so far. But now, you know, Jesus is brought to the civil courts, no, to a secular judge, you know, si Pilate, who is the ruler, no, at that time. So, sabi nga niya, no. And they began to accuse him, saying, we have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ, a king. Now, the first two, you know, obviously is not true, no? It is a perversion of the facts. But the third one is, of course, there is truth in that, for indeed, Christ has proclaimed himself, or Jesus has proclaimed himself as the Christ. or the king, no? However, iba kasi yung pagkaunawa nila doon. So, in a way, you know, it's also not truthful, especially what it implies. But it also betrays yung kanilang talagang real concern. Kasi they feel na nawawalan sila ng influence sa mga tao. They're losing their influence to the people. And they want to get it back, no, as soon as possible. And Jesus, in other words, is the problem, because people are all clamoring to him and recognizing him as the Lord. Anyway, so let's read on. Sabi ganyan. So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. Or you can translate that, "Yes," or "you say so." No, parang ganun. So the Lord, you know, confessed and professed, okay, yung kanyang true identity. But of course, Pilate would not accept it. Not even, of course, the religious leaders, no? So, dun sa susunod na verse, it says, "Then Pilate announced to the chief priest and the crowd, 'I find no basis for a charge against this man.'" So, historically, as part of the story, you know, we see the religious leaders, you know, making accusations that would not stick, no, in the civil courts. Pilate himself recognizes na walang ano yun, walang substance yung kanilang accusation. But they insisted, sabi niya, "He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching." Now, of course, pag sinabing he stirs up, that is, of course, a threat, no, to Pilate, being the representative of the Roman Empire in that place. He should maintain the peace, no, or he is expected to maintain the peace. However, yung kanilang language na yun is supposed to make Pilate really concerned. And makikita natin that the religious leaders wanted Pilate to do the dirty work of killing Jesus. So they're trying their best to get him to act, because they are, you know, prohibited by law to do that. Although actually, you know, in reality, they have been doing this, you know, killing people, in other words, in so many different ways and instances. But in this particular case, they don't want to be the ones, you know, to judge Jesus, but they are simply parang persuading Pilate, no, to do that for them. Let's read on. Sabi, on hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean, no? And when he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. So, Pilate, makikita natin. And by the way, if you look at the other Gospels, there were other conversations that happened, which Luke does not want to mention anymore. Not because they did not happen, but because it is not his concern. So here, he just simply goes on and says, he basically sends Jesus to Herod. And when Herod saw Jesus, okay, he was greatly pleased, okay, because of for a long time he had been wanting to see him. So Herod knew, no? So Herod is the son of Herod the Great. No, Herod the Great, of course, was the one who killed all those babies, no, at the birth of Christ. But this Herod, no, is the was the ruler in Galilee. So he was greatly pleased because for a long time, sabi niya, he had been wanting to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform some miracle. So here's Herod. Basically, ang interest niya kay Jesus, he doesn't really take him seriously, but he just wants to be amused, you know. He wants to see Jesus perform. Some people, of course, have that attitude, you know, na parang They're not really taking seriously who Jesus is. So just like Pilate, you know, they're quite indifferent toward Jesus, you know. And then he plied him with many questions. So he was asking, you know, we don't know what he was asking. One of which probably is concerning the truth, you know. But Jesus gave him no answer. Okay. Now the chief priest and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. So tuloy yung pag-accuse sa kanya, no? Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him, no? As if they were not responding to the accusation. Dressing him in an elegant robe, they sent him back to Pilate, no? And here's the comment of Luke, no? That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. So this historical, you know, detail that Luke tells us, no, yeah, gives us the reason why Jesus was eventually crucified. The people accused him of sins he did not commit. So in other words, he was innocent. The Lord Jesus died not because he committed some sin or yung katulad ng ina-accuse nila, rebellion. He was not guilty of those things. And we can see historically that the people were all conspiring, especially the religious leaders, were all conspiring to kill him. And, you know, partly I believe Luke told this story in order to encourage the disciples, no, especially si Theophilus, which we found in chapter 1, you know, to whom he was writing this epistle, or this letter, rather. He wanted them to be encouraged, knowing that just like their master, their Lord, who was unjustly accused, you know, who was persecuted, you know, unfairly, even though he was innocent. In the same way, the Christians during that time, in the first century, found encouragement in knowing that their Lord suffered, you know, and died, even though he was an innocent man. So I believe that this is an encouragement even to us today, that there are times when we suffer unjustly, when people accuse us for no reason. So ito, nararanasan din natin to. There are times that people, you know, talk against us or say things against us. And, you know, just like our Lord Jesus, we should entrust ourselves to our Lord, to our God, and be at peace in ourselves, knowing that God knows the truth. So this is the first historical, you know, reason why Jesus died. People, the religious leaders particularly, were accusing him of sins he never committed. They were, you know, basically unjustly putting him in that place of trial. Now, the second one, again, we see this from Luke. Pilate and Herod refused to act justly, even though he was innocent. So we see that already in from verses 1 to 12, but let's continue on and read further, you know. Kasi for three distinct occasions, you know, it is mentioned by Luke na Pilate really did his best to release Jesus because he saw him as innocent. So let's look at that. Verse 13. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people. So everyone else, no? And said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence." So it was a public examination. "And I found no basis for your charges against him." So again, makita natin, you know, Luke is, you know, emphasizing the fact that Jesus was the suffering, the innocent suffering servant, you know, the righteous man, you know, who suffered. And then, sabi niya, neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. as you can see. He has done nothing to deserve death. So historically speaking, Pilate, no, and Herod, both of them knew that Jesus was innocent. And this is the main point of Luke in this particular narrative. He's saying, in effect, to all the readers, you make your choice on this. Was Jesus guilty of anything? So he's basically saying, in effect, no, he was not. He's not guilty of any crime or of any rebellion. The people themselves were conspiring and coming up with, you know, these accusations. And then yung mga civil leaders, si Pilate and si Herod, also did not find anything, no, to condemn Jesus. And so sabi niya sa verse 16, sabi niya ni Pilate, therefore I will punish him and then release him. To punish him, of course, would be to use the whip, you know, with stones at the end. That is very, you know, painful. But that's the most that he was willing to do. He was willing to scourge him, but not more than that. And then he will release Jesus. So, you know, up to this point, we can see that Pilate was doing his best, you know, to release Jesus, because he did not see anything that is punishable by death. Pero ganito nangyari. With one voice, they cried out, away with this man. Release Barabbas to us. Now, you know, out of nowhere, you know, they shouted this. They cried out, release Barabbas. Okay? And si Luke tells us who Barabbas is. Sabi niya sa next verse, Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection, you know, or rebellion in the city, and for murder. Now this one, unlike Jesus, si Barabbas, really committed rebellion. He was guilty. And he was also convicted of murder. But the people were asking, no, that he would be released. So you can see the irony here. See, Jesus, who was innocent, who had not committed any crime, they wanted him to suffer and die. But for Barabbas, who was actually convicted for insurrection and murder, they were asking Pilate to release him. So when you're reading this, no, or when you're hearing, maybe if you were living in the first century and you're hearing this, siguro, you know, mapapailing ka, di ba? And you are probably thinking, what is this, di ba? What injustice. And yet that's the point of Luke. He wants us to see this. He wants us to understand what has happened so that we can make the decision. Are we going to believe in him? You know, maybe some people during that time in the first century, even Theophilus, siguro, is thinking, maybe Jesus died, no? Because he committed some sin. Maybe he was guilty. That's why he was crucified. Because at that time, no, crucifixion is the worst kind of punishment that anyone can experience. Okay, it's not even allowed for Roman citizens. It's just for those, you know, criminals out there. And it's such a terrifying and terrible kind of punishment. Now you are exposed publicly, you know, and you're condemned. So, you know, if you think about it, parang some people probably might wonder, baka naman kaya na-crucify si Jesus is because he did something wrong. So Luke, as part of his good news or the gospel, is telling everyone, both his, you know, immediate readers, Theophilus, and all of us, and everyone else down through the centuries, no? Jesus was never guilty of anything. In fact, Pilate and Herod themselves saw that he was innocent and they wanted to release him. So, sabi nito sa verse 20, wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again. So, we can see the consistency of the point, no? That Jesus was actually innocent. But they kept shouting, sabi niya, crucify him, crucify him. For the third time, no, he spoke to them, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him." So it's obvious, no? This is what Luke is trying to say. Luke is trying to tell his readers, Jesus is the innocent man who suffered and died at the cross. And then it says, you know, but with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. This is so, you know, ironic, kasi just prior to this, they were shouting something different. You know, they were saying, "Hosanna to the highest, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord." And then the next time, iba na yung kanilang sinasabi. That's why Jesus never entrusted himself to people. He never aimed for popularity. He knew the hearts of people. And in the same way tayo, we should not aim for the approval of men or women. We should not aim to be liked, because, you know, it's a annoying. It's an empty kind of thing. It won't last, and, you know, it won't, you know, really give us true significance. Anyway, let's continue reading the narrative. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, and that's Barabbas, you know, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. The one they asked for, and he surrendered them to their will. So two historical details are communicated to us in this story. The first one is that the people accused him of sins he did not commit, so he was innocent. And then the second one is that Pilate and Herod refused to act justly, even though he was innocent. So this combination of facts, no, is supposed to challenge the readers, the first century readers, as well as today, tayo po. What would you do about Jesus? There is no, you know, reason why he would die on the cross based sa kanilang mga sinasabi. He was innocent. Which leads us, you know, to the only true reason. And it is found in Acts chapter 2, verse 22 to 23. So let's read that. Men of Israel, listen to this. Now, the book of Acts was also written by Luke. So here's what, you know, Peter said at that time. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. And then Peter gave this bombshell. Sabi niya, this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. This brings us to the true theological reason why Jesus died. God handed him over to die for our sins in order to save us. That's the true theological reason why. And so, in essence, when we put this all together, here's the conclusion of the matter. No? Knowing why Jesus died should lead us to believe. It should lead us to walk with him and to surrender our lives to the Lord. And here's the main problem ngayon. People know that Jesus died. And yet, you know, they know that he died on the cross. We may even have seen symbols, you know, of the cross everywhere. And even now as I speak, meron mga tao, alam nila that Jesus died on the cross for their sins. But what is their response? Here's the main thing, I believe. Ito yung takeaway ng story. What would you do about this? How will you regard Jesus? According to Luke, he's telling us he was innocent, yet he suffered. Both Pilate and Herod wanted to really release him, you know, but they did not. They gave in to the accusations ng mga tao, ng mga religious leaders. But now in the gospel, in the book of Luke, no, we see that this is actually the sovereignty of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What is your decision about Jesus? It is important na i-consider natin very seriously yung response natin to Jesus and what he said and what he did. And also now, even now, what he wants to do in our lives. I'm afraid na merong mga tao talaga, there are people who just are indifferent about it. They know that Jesus died on the cross, but they reject him by living their lives as if it doesn't really matter. My message this morning is, I believe God is saying, no, to us, to all of us, surrender your life to Jesus and follow him and obey him. For he is Lord of all. He is the Christ, the Messiah. All throughout this, you know, series, for the past two or three Wednesdays, we've been looking at that, you know, emphasis na talagang Luke was telling us that he is, that Jesus is the Son of God, you know, he is the Christ, he is the Lord. Now, what would you do, you know, with him? And basically, there's only one answer to that. Surrender your life to Jesus. Obey him. Live for him. Follow him. Learn from him. Let him be the center of your life because he is the Lord and there's no one else. Now, for some of you, this is already true and you're living your life for Jesus. So I want you to continue on, to persevere and not give up. And if some of you are listening right now and you feel convicted, you know, repent if necessary. Turn back to the Lord and resurrender your life to Jesus. Now, if you are listening and you have not really made any kind of decision concerning Jesus, now is the time. What are you waiting for? Surrender your life to Jesus. Believe in him. Follow him. Learn from him. Let us bow down our heads and close our eyes as we pray. Lord, we see, Panginoon, through your word that you are the innocent person who suffered on our behalf. We are the ones. We are the Barabbas. We are the ones who are guilty. But you are innocent, Panginoon. And you died for our sins, that we may be saved. Lord, help us to respond by believing in you, trusting in you, following you, surrendering our lives to you, Lord. And I pray that everyone who are listening today will do the same. Lord, maraming salamat po. Wherever this broadcast would go, I pray that all those who would watch and listen will be convicted in their hearts. And they would respond in faith by believing in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Salamat po, Panginoon. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.